proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today I'd like to share with you a Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. On a starry night long ago, God made a very special promise to his friend Abraham. Genesis 15 records, "After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And he, God, brought him, Abraham, forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he, Abram, believed in the Lord, and God counted unto him for righteousness. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed, Israel, have I given this land, from the river of Egypt, the Nile, unto the great river, the river Euphrates." The English word covenant is found 279 times in the Tanakh and is translated from the Hebrew word brit. The Theological Workbook of the Old Testament defines the word brit as a treaty, alliance of friendship between individuals, a pledge or agreement with obligation between monarch and subjects, a constitution between God and man, a covenant accompanied by signs, sacrifices, and a solemn oath that sealed the relationship with promises of blessing for keeping the covenant and curses for breaking it. Although God first made his promise with Abraham in Genesis 12 verses 1 through 3, the word covenant or brit is first used in Genesis 15 verse 18. Covenants were ratified or made legal by the shedding of blood or a sacrifice. Later, in Genesis 17, the word brit is used 10 times as God reconfirms his covenant with Abraham. The English phrase, I will, also occurs 11 times, showing us that God is the initiator of the covenant. God gives Abraham a token of the covenant, the sign of circumcision, or the brit milah. In verse 13, God declares it to be a brit olam, or an everlasting covenant, between himself and the b'nei brit, or children of the covenant, referring to the children of Israel. At the end of the book of Genesis, the children of Israel are safely in Egypt where Joseph will care for them. Then a new pharaoh, who considers Israel a threat, arises. His solution is enslavement. God's covenant with Israel is unknown to Pharaoh, but God remembers. The Hebrew word zechar means to remember. It is a very important word because the Bible text is replete with God remembering his covenants and promises. He does not make them to forget them. God then began the process to deliver Israel from the land of Egypt, which resulted in the Passover. Why did God wait 400 years, though, before rescuing Israel? Many reasons come to mind. God wanted the nation to multiply sufficiently to be a true people when they emerged from Egypt. Otherwise, they would have been in danger of assimilation. Also, God was being patient with the Egyptians. The 10 plagues caused much death and destroyed the nation of Egypt. Finally, God was being patient with the great iniquity of the Amorites that inhabited Canaan. God would use Israel to judge them, but first God gave them 440 years to repent. God never forgot his promises to Abraham. Although he had great patience with Egypt, the day finally came for Israel to be free. The last night in Egypt was Nisan the 14th, or the night of Passover. At midnight, Pharaoh thrust Israel out just as God said. They had their bags packed and their shoes on and ready to go. God ensured them the night of the Exodus would be a full moon, so that the people could see how to walk at midnight. And although many obstacles lay along the path, God would make a way for them, and they would get to witness the greatest miracle of all time, the parting of the Red Sea. Waiting on God to work in our lives is never easy, but we must have faith that God is all-knowing and knows all the details about us. Nothing is too hard for him. When the time is right, he can move heaven and earth, or part the Red Sea, to make a path for us. Now, this has been another Hebrew Nugget. You can listen to this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people at our website, ibjm.org. We trust this time has been a blessing to you. Also, remember to pray for the ministry of IBJM and, as always, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.